With Mishnah Bet, Perek Aleph, the Mishnah continues to elucidate or discuss various types of plants which are similar enough to each other that you can plant them without fear of being over the Isser Doraisa of Kilayim. The first pair are Hakishut, these types of melons, a cucumber melon, a chain melon, something like that, V'hamalafafon, and a cucumber, Enam Kilayim Zebezeh. So these two types of melons cucumber melon and a cucumber, they are not Kilayim one with the other. However, Rav Yehuda comes along and says, Rav Yehuda Omer Kilayim. So Rav Yehuda actually feels that the Kishut and the Malafafon are not similar enough one to the other to allow them to be planted together, and that they are, in fact, a person will be over the Isser of Kilayim should they have planted these two seeds together. Our next pair is Chazeret, a lettuce, V'chazeret Ga'alim, a type of wild lettuce. That's our next pair. Then we have Ulshin, V'Ulshe Sade, a chicory and a wild chicory, or a chicory of the field. Our next pair is Kreshim, U'Kreshe Sade, leeks and wild leeks, or leeks found in the field. Then we have Kusbar, the Kusbar Sade, a coriander, and again, a wild coriander, or a coriander, you know, I guess it's found in a field. Our next pair is Chardal, which is mustard, the Chardal Mitzri, and some type of Egyptian mustard. Those two together are not Kilayim. Then we have a type of gourd, Udlat Hamitzri, some type of Egyptian gourd, the Harmutza, and an ash gourd. So those two together are similar enough they can be planted. Finally, we have Upol Hamitzri, the Egyptian bean, the Hecharuv, the carob. They also Enam Kilayim Zebezeh, so they also are not Kilayim one with the other. So our Mishnah Bet, continues with the theme of what is Kilayim, and we are given a list of various types of plants that one and the other can be planted together or sown together. However, again, they cannot be planted with different diverse kinds. So again, the chazeret could be planted with this other type of wild chazeret. The lettuce could be planted with some kind of wild lettuce. However, the wild lettuce could not be planted with one of the other items mentioned on our list, be it the chardal. So chardal and chazeret could not be planted together. That would be putting a person over in Issa Deraisa. And the only machlokas recorded in this Mishnah is with Rav Yehuda, who feels that the kishut and the malafafon are not similar enough by nature to count as not Kilayim, and therefore he would hold that if you planted them together, you'd be over the Isser Deraisa of Kilayim. Mishnah Gimel in Perek Aleph continues with the exact same theme as Mishnah Bet, giving us groupings or pairs of vegetables that, when sown together, will not put a person over the Isser Deraisa of Kilayim because they are similar enough in nature to be allowed to plant together. Our first pair is the halefet, a turnip, v'hanafutz, a type of long radish, which again is similar enough to lefet that we can plant them one with the other. Our next pair is the v'hakruv, the kohlrabi, v'hatrovtor, and the cabbage, or some type of garden cabbage. We then have our next group, hatradim, a type of beet, v'halunim, a sorrel, enam kilayim zebezeh. So again, these particular items. So the beginning of our Mishnah lists three groups of vegetables which are okay to plant one with the other. Hosif Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva comes along and adds hashum v'hashuma nit, the garlic and some type of wild garlic. He makes this one group. Habatzal v'habatzal tzul, onion and wild onion, is a second group according to Rabbi Akiva. V'haturmus and v'haplaslus, so lupine and some type of yellow lupine. Enan kilayim zebezeh. These three groupings also are not kilayim one with the other. The garlic and the wild garlic, the onions and the wild onions, and the lupine and the yellow lupine. It is a matter of debate between the Mefarshim as to whether Rabbi Akiva is simply coming along and adding to the three groups of vegetables that the Tanakhama stated, or whether Rabbi Akiva is arguing with the Tanakhama and in fact believes that these three should be included, but the Tanakhama does not believe they are to be included. The Rambam, in his Perush to Mishnayos, says that the halacha does not go according to Rabbi Akiva. So it becomes clear that, at least according to the Rambam, Rabbi Akiva and the Tanakhama are having a machlochus about these three items that Rabbi Akiva mentions. The Tanakhama believes that they should not be included, and Rabbi Akiva believes they should be included. And ultimately, according to the Rambam, Rabbi Akiva is rejected, which means that Rabbi Akiva's examples of the shum and the batzal are not, in fact, the shum and the hashum manit, the garlic and the wild garlic, and et cetera, are not allowed to be sown one with the other, or you end up with being over the isser of kilayim.